This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday issued a new report indicating both Russia and Ukraine have tortured prisoners of war during the nearly nine-month conflict, citing examples including the use of electric shocks and forced nudity. The UN's Ukraine-based monitoring team based its findings on interviews with more than 100 prisoners of war on each side of the conflict since April. The team said its interviews with Ukrainian prisoners of war were conducted after their release, since Russia did not grant access to its detention sites. Head of the UN monitoring mission, Matilda Bogner, spoke to a Geneva press briefing via video link. She told reporters her team found credible allegations of summary executions on the Ukrainian side of Russian prisoners, noting that no progress has yet been seen in Ukrainian authorities' investigations into those cases. On the Russian side, Bogner said released Ukrainian prisoners told the team their treatment was aimed at intimidating and humiliating them.
A man who was tortured in a penal colony near Alenivka told us how members of Russian-affiliated armed groups, and I quote, attached wires to my genitalia and nose and shocked me. They simply had fun and were not interested in my replies to their questions.
Russia's defense ministry did not immediately respond to an emailed request from the Reuters news agency for comment on the report. Russia has in the past denied torture or other forms of maltreatment of POWs. Reports from Ukraine Tuesday indicated Russia has pounded cities and energy facilities across the country in a new wave of missile strikes. Missiles reportedly rained down on regions and cities, including the capital, Kyiv, Lviv and Rivne in the west, Kharkiv in the northeast, Kyiv in Poltava in the central Ukraine, and Odessa in the south, and Zhytomyr in the north. There's no immediate word of casualties, but power is knocked out in several areas. This is VOA News. The UN Climate Conference, known as COP27, is in its second and final week in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, and activists are expressing frustration with world leaders who persist in supporting new fossil fuel projects, despite climate scientists' warnings this will push temperatures across the planet to dangerous highs. Signatories to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, if possible. Speaking at an event on the sidelines of the climate conference, Uganda climate activist Vanessa Nagate said the focus for many leaders at the meeting is about making deals with fossil fuel lobbyists and for surviving the next election cycle. She warned the annual climate conference is being infiltrated by oil and gas representatives.
It was the small island states who first called for a UN climate convention. For many decades, they have fought for and defended this space, a space where the most climate vulnerable stand a chance of being heard. And now the fossil fuel industry is unashamedly infiltrating it, cynically undermining its intended purpose and turning COP27 into a sales and marketing conference for more pollution and more destruction and more devastation and more death.
In the southeastern United States, three members of the University of Virginia football team, gunned down Sunday by a man police say is a former player, are being mourned as the shooting suspect is charged with their murders. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
On campus, a vigil overnight for Devin Chandler, Laval Davis Jr., and Deshaun Perry. Earlier, through tears, football player Aaron Famui spoke of his teammates.
I said they were three young, great men. On the way to become great.
Two other students were wounded in the shooting. The players were on a bus returning from a class trip when police say Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. opened fire. He'd been on their radar. UVA Police Chief Tim Longo.
The comment about Mr. Jones owning a gun was not made in conjunction with any threats.
The chief also saying there was a hazing investigation.
It was eventually closed due to witnesses that would not cooperate.
I'm Julie Walker.
1 week after U.S. midterm elections, U.S. Republicans were on the cusp Tuesday of winning control of the U.S. House of Representatives and next session of Congress that begins in January. After new Republican victories were announced Monday night, the party has won 217 seats to the Democrats' 204 in both parties' quest for a 218-seat majority in the 435-member chamber. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.